left. Let's talk a little bit about the molecular technology. How does it work, or how will it work?
Well, it's as I said, it's atoms combine in a certain molecule. Why it's called nano? As you know, nano means 1 billionth. That means 1 billionth part of a meter. In other words, we deal with very, very small entities. Now, those entities act as a kind of, they're called machines, they're called molecular computers and so on. And they operate, as you said, they multiply, and they move as a kind of torrent, as a stream, and they are directed to certain points to reconnoiter. They go through substances, like through water and so on, and they are intelligence, as you put it quite correctly, and destruction. They are both intelligence and destruction. They find those means of nuclear retaliation, which should be destroyed in order to overcome mutual assured destruction and have the country at its at the mercy of China. And after that, the country can be destroyed even by ordinary old-fashioned nuclear weapons.
Or bop a billion people down on us, you know?
Yeah, well, or it may be destroyed, as already, Eric Drexler said already in 1986, it can be destroyed by nanoweapons, too. In other words, those nano-assemblers, molecular nano-assemblers, will destroy the Western means of retaliation. And after that, they will destroy everything else instead of ordinary, obsolete nuclear power. Incidentally, I want to make one remark. You know, I'm rather sketchy, I'm afraid, but the book that was announced, the address was announced as www.levnavrozov.com. This book online has 700 pages, and you can read it for $5.
That's it?
Yeah, only for $5. Yesterday we reduced it. It used to be, my God, it used to be something like $150, and people paid. But we decided to reduce, to make it sort of, accessible to all people, to many people, to school children, to students, and so on. And we reduced it dramatically to $5, and we are not sorry, because on the same day, that is today,
yes,
we received immediately 50 buys, just for $5.
Sure.
In other words, we can catch up, and of course, we have greater spread of the book.
Sure.
And you'll be able to read there sort of, all the reasoning and source notes and so on and so forth. It is impossible to present this enormous subject, sort of within, on the radio, so quickly. And of course, then my column, which is posted on a Friday and stays posted over the weekend, and to get it, go to www.newsmax.com, then scroll down to special comments, and then click on Lev Navrozov, which
okay.
is myself. I'm afraid you have to learn my name, mm-hmm. just to use all those addresses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Good, Lev.
But I wanted, just to give you one example.
All right, go
to demonstrate
it.
To what extent to the extent of Western ignorance of China, willful ignorance, sort of, you know, just simply reluctant to know anything that might be construed as dangerous. You see, in 1999, two colonels of the Chinese Pentagon, so to speak, of the Chinese People's Liberation Army, as it is called, published a book which is called Unrestricted Warfare. In this book, they presented the strategy of China. They explained how they are going to win the world war. And the essence of the book is this. Why it is called Unrestricted Warfare? Because in the West, there is a certain, fear, dislike, animosity towards weapons like, for example, viruses or, nanoassemblers, molecular nanoassemblers. There have always been some rules of the war. Remember that even Hitler, when he attacked Soviet Russia, declared war on Russia. You understand? How can you attack without declaring war? These are sort of, just the Western typically traditions that come from chivalry, and they are characteristic for both the West and Russia, for Christendom. But China, of course, has had a different history, and therefore those two colonels, one of them called Colonel Qiao Liang, and the other is Colonel Wang Xian Jian Sui, say that this is all Western nonsense, Western prejudices. All weapons are equally good. They are measured only by their efficiency. And if post-nuclear weapons, like in the field of genetic engineering, just a very, very horrifying field,
sure,
or in the field of molecular nanotechnology, if they are good, they should be used without any scruple, just like bullets or tanks or bombers or whatever. In other words, the book fights the Western so-called prejudice, the Western funny lack of inclination to use certain kinds of weapons and to violate the rules of war, in all kinds of Geneva Conventions.
Their theory is that if you're at war, you win, no matter what.
Yes, exactly.